I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Two officials involved in talks said on Tuesday that Hamas has accepted a draft agreement for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and the release of dozens of hostages, AP correspondent Nayan Kim reports.
Qatar's foreign ministry said the negotiations were at the closest point yet to sealing a deal. An Israeli official said progress has been made, but the details are being finalized. The plan would now need to be submitted to the Israeli cabinet for final approval. The three-phase agreement would reportedly begin with the release of 33 hostages over a six-week period in exchange for potentially hundreds of Palestinian women and children imprisoned by Israel. The United States, Egypt, and Qatar have spent the past year trying to mediate an end to the 15-month war. I'm Nayan Kim.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a last-minute case on Tuesday for a plan for the post-war reconstruction and governance of Gaza, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Blinken promoted the ceasefire proposal and discussed the importance of making sure it's successful even after the Biden administration leaves office. The secretary spoke to the Atlantic Council, a Washington-based think tank.
Our intensive efforts have brought us to the brink of full and final agreement. On Sunday, the United States, Qatar, and Egypt put forward a final proposal.
Blinken and his top aides have spent months trying to sell Israel, the Palestinian Authority, and Gulf Arab nations on the plan. It calls for a unified Palestinian-led government and interim foreign-led security mission that would eventually lead to a permanent government run by a reformed Palestinian Authority. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Southern California residents are facing dire new wildfire warnings and power shutoffs while they prepare to evacuate at a moment's notice because of fire-driving winds. Winds on Tuesday are projected to reach near hurricane force in some areas. The flames have destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 24 people since the fire started 1 week ago. A special prosecutor has concluded that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump engaged in an unprecedented criminal effort to hold on to power after losing re-election 4 years ago. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The report by special counsel Jack Smith released on Tuesday concluded there would have been enough evidence to convict Trump at trial. But Smith was thwarted in doing so after Trump's election victory in 2024 made that impossible. Trump had pleaded not guilty to all the charges and called the prosecution a politically motivated witch hunt. Following the release of Tuesday's report, Trump wrote on social media that Smith was, quote, deranged and a, quote, lame brain prosecutor. Smith, who has faced relentless criticism from Trump, defended his investigation and the prosecutors who worked on it. In a letter detailing the report, Smith wrote, quote, the claim from Mr. Trump that my decisions as a prosecutor were influenced or directed by the Biden administration or other political actors is, in a word, laughable. A second section of the report details Smith's case accusing Trump of illegally retaining sensitive national security documents after leaving the White House in 2021. The Justice Department has committed not to make that portion public, while legal proceedings continue against two Trump associates charged in the case.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. South Korea's Constitutional Court adjourned the opening session of the impeachment trial of suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol within minutes on Tuesday when he did not attend court. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
Yoon's legal advisor had earlier said the embattled leader would not attend the session, arguing that the authorities' attempts to detain Yoon prevented him from expressing his position at the trial. Yoon has been holed up in a seaside villa in Seoul for weeks. Acting Chief Justice Moon Hyung-bae said if Yoon is still absent for the next session on Thursday, the trial proceedings would go ahead with his legal team representing him. Outside the court, one of Yoon's lawyers said the president will decide whether to attend court after a discussion with his defense team.
Reuters correspondent Diane To. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. VOANews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.